Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading. And what I'm reading at the moment is this terrific book, The Search for God and the Path to Persuasion by Peter May, all about how we can be more effective at persuading people to listen to us, explain the gospel, and also be more effective at persuading people of the gospel. Today we're going to look at one particular aspect, which I suppose we could talk label jargon, images, metaphor, and pictures and that kind of thing. So he quotes Billy Wilder, the film producer, who said, "I have a vast and terrible desire never to bore an audience." And perhaps you've been in situations rather like me. From time to time, I've been talking to people about my faith and I've seen the eyes glaze over. I've lost them. They're no longer listening and I've lost my opportunity. Now, there could be more than one reason why someone's getting bored, but perhaps, as Peter suggests, one reason could be the words that we use. It has well been said that it is not what we say that matters, but what they hear. So what words should we use to explain incarnation, sin, justification, redemption, faith, and repentance? We have to work on these things. We need sparkling illustrations to carry these ideas. For instance, I like to explain the incarnation of Jesus as being the human face of God, and sin as self-worship. I describe redemption in terms of buying and restoring a damaged antique. And I always explain faith in terms of trust. So what words do we use? One of the things I try to do is go through my sermons before I preach and de-jargonize them as best I can in the hope that anybody who's there who is not a Christian and doesn't understand the gospel will not be put off by words they don't connect with or relate to. And when I'm speaking, I've got this track in my mind, asking myself as sentences are formed in my mind before they come out of my mouth, how much jargon, religious jargon, is in this next sentence. And I slip many times, but I try and think of other ways to explain biblical concepts. And so my question is, what helps you? What words do you use instead of religious words? Even biblical words. I know we can use biblical words, but there are sometimes contexts when using a biblical phrase or word may be difficult for someone to understand. That's, they've not had an upbringing where they have had an education about such things or know much about the Bible. So perhaps we can find another word. No metaphor, no picture, no image can fully convey a Bible idea necessarily. There's not one way, one picture that's right for redemption or faith, but perhaps it helps. So, do you have favorite images, favorite metaphors that help to explain a key biblical concept? Let me know. Post something wherever you see or hear this recording, or email me, mccx@mac.com. I'd love to share these ideas with a broader audience so that we can all learn how to be better at persuading people to listen to us long enough so that we can explain the gospel. Let me know what you think. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.